T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is whack.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
They are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
What's this world come to? You try to give a colleague a compliment.
Oh boy.
About what a great job he's done as a father.
Dude.
And you can't even give a sincere compliment. Okay, take it back.
Now, Evan was a witness. Shout out LeBron James. Big win last night. He didn't play. Steiny, you did something you don't joke on. And it still hasn't.
Goo.
That was bad. Dib says that was bad material. Subjects are untouchable. Goo, and you went there.
You've raised a beautiful daughter who's a great student, who's destined for success.
I appreciate that.
I tried to give you a compliment on the great job you did as a father, and you took it to a place that
Oh my God,
I can't. You took it to a place where I
forgive you.
I'll try to forget about that insult.
Steiny, you need help.
Dude, Evan is more disappointed than it was. Wow. And you're laughing. Let's do it, baby. What's up? You got a haircut looking fresh.
I did get a haircut, and so did the Miami Heat. They got a haircut too.
I'm going to give you a one.
How's that just a one?
The haircut.
Yeah. It's a residual from him thinking I was untoward toward his daughter when I was just trying to give him a compliment.
Number two.
Thank you. Hey, Warriors. Go ahead.
No,
let's run down the list.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something.
Ha ha.
No, it's not
Clay,
that.
Back.
There is a victory lap for some of us here today.
But yeah, for
I
sure.
I tweeted on X. Of course, you didn't see it. No, listen, it's bigger than the game. They needed it. They needed it bad. But Steiny, I'm telling you, I texted Evan last night. Like you do, Spadoni. And
I stopped doing that, though.
He didn't like it. This season is almost over. We have to enjoy it. We've gotten and talked about the Warriors ad nauseum, and now we're here. And it's finally hit me that baseball's here. It starts tomorrow. Steiny, we're not going to have NBA basketball to talk about as far as the Golden State Warriors and Steph Curry and Dre and TJD and Pods here in the next 2 weeks. So let that sink in, and it's imperative that they handle their business. And I know we talked about it yesterday about, hey, it's not a big deal. It's a big deal. It's a big deal to the fans. And Steiny, the guys that I saw out there playing, it's a big deal to them. Good win. But that same Miami team that was light, because they had a lot of guys out, came and kicked the Warriors' ass months back. So, way to start the trip, and it was good to see Clay in the starting lineup. Is that why he had 28? No, Steiny. But it was. I just felt like the spacing was better. You need firepower. And I'll ask you this. Would you run that back tonight as far as Clay?
That's Steve Kerr's decision. Here's what he had to say.
I just felt like you had a little more spacing on the floor to start the game. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean, you know, it's permanent. I just felt like tonight that was important.
Yeah. Tonight would not be important. Or do you want to, I'll just say this, do you want to keep messing with Klay? Not that he can't handle it. If he's in a groove, a basketball groove, it shouldn't matter if he's off the bench or started. But for me, Stoney, it just felt nothing against Pods because he made an impact. But it just felt good knowing you got another flamethrower alongside Curry, who what, had 17 or 18 points?
Let's listen to this again.
I just felt like you had a little more spacing on the floor to start the game. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean, you know, it's permanent. It just felt like tonight that was important.
Why wouldn't it be permanent?
Well,
like why?
Like Wiggins going to the bench wasn't permanent.
Why would you do it just one game is my question, if you're Steve Kerr.
Maybe it was the matchups, because Miami was in Curry's tail.
Well, if it's the matchups, then you're not going to like to hear what I'm about to say.
No, seriously, I do.
Well, starting Klay last night was like bringing him off the bench because he was going up against second-string players. All right.
Wow. I hadn't even...
But I don't, like...
That hadn't crossed my mind.
I have a bigger question, though, for Warrior fans, and that's if, like, why wouldn't it be permanent?
I'm with you.
Or why would he change it tonight? Like, do you think he'll go back to Pajemski tonight?
I don't know. And I'm with you on, now you're kind of dangling the guys with just a certain amount of games left. Like, Stoney, I told you, no matter what happens and how this season ends up, guys, just go with what you know. KFC, the original recipe. Klay Thompson has obviously gotten out of, you know, whatever funk he was in. He's not going to be perfect, and he's not going to have 28 every night. But, Stoney, he's a threat out there, more than Pajemski on the offensive end. So, me watching a team kind of struggle with the one-trick pony of Curry this, Curry that, and Kerr having to talk about how much dependent they are on Steph, alleviate some of that or try to relieve some of that with Klay, and I thought it worked last night.
My question for Warrior fans at 888-957-9570, I got a couple. Like, what did that game mean last night? I'll tell you what it meant to me. And then secondly, I just am curious, okay, if he wants better spacing, he didn't mention anything about the other team. He didn't mention anything about the Heat. He mentioned spacing. Well, if he's talking spacing, why wouldn't Klay then be the starter moving forward?
That's a fair question.
If spacing's an issue. Now, the other thing that's going on is if he goes back to Pajemski as a starter, I'll be honest with you, I don't really think it makes a huge difference to either Klay or Pajemski.
All right.
Like, Pajemski's not going to not play well because he's coming off the bench if he knows he's getting 20 minutes. I just am wondering what if he saw spacing, I get it, but spacing isn't something that'll go away when you play Orlando tonight. So I'm just wondering if we're looking at something that's going to change from now till the end of the season, Klay back into the starting lineup. What do you think, Warrior fans, at 888-957-9570? And then, you know, the one thing I've heard, Goo, this week from a lot of Warrior fans, maybe it's been a week and a half, there is a little bit of a resignation from some fans that, you know what, starting to read the writing on the wall, which, by the way, looks like it's in Sharpie. And it can't be erased, that the Warriors may not finish the year like they wanted to finish the year. And so if that's the case, you went to Miami, you got to win against the Heat. What's it mean? I mean, to me, the biggest part of last night's game is you're now a game ahead of Houston.
No doubt.
So you didn't slip last night to the Houston Rockets. Because if you lose last night, now all of a sudden you're tied with the Rockets. Now you better beat Orlando. So if the 10th seed's the goal,
no doubt.
They accomplished the goal last night by winning a game to keep ahead of the Houston Rockets. That's what I got out of that game.
Okay, no, Stoney, and that's it. That's what I went into that game for, but also to see if Steve Kerr, when I left you last and I was lobbying for Klay to start, would tinker and kind of throw the kitchen sink at the problems and try to, maybe it could have backfired last night, but just show us that you're trying something and you're willing to try something new. But I will say this, Houston has not caught the Warriors yet, and a loss would have allowed them to do that in the standings. So that was operation get out of here, no injuries. And tonight I expect everybody to be available, except it looks like TJD might not play. I don't know where that came from. But Stoney, I just want Steph Curry and the Warriors to get an opportunity to play in a seven-game series. And if the youngsters and this experience.
So we're back to that.
Well, it's part of it.
We're back to the assumption that they're going to win two play-in games. I wouldn't do that. I can't do that. They're still in 10th place.
Well, okay.
Let's focus on what the Warriors' goal should be is to get a play-in game at this point.
Okay, that's where, man, you know your partner. What I'm saying is assumption is what I did to get to, they're going to get a shot at the play-in. And all of a sudden, here come the Rockets in the rear view. So now there's a threat to that. So that I've learned from that, Stoney. I assumed for so long the worst-case scenario for the Warriors was going to be the play-in game on the road against whoever. Looks like the Lakers. And now the Rockets are a threat to that. So I'm with you. It's Operation Play-In because let's put the right on the table. You're not catching the Lakers.
I wouldn't rule against that.
Like, you think so? After that big win last night?
I mean, that hurts, but... I mean, that's the other problem the Warriors are going to have when it comes to catching teams, and that's... The other teams can beat good teams, and you haven't shown you can beat good teams. So you get a game like last night where you think, hey, you know what? The Lakers probably going to get beat by the Bucks. No. They didn't get beat by the Bucks. And the Warriors are a team that's you know, struggling against those teams. I assume this is directed at Guru. From the LB. Long Beach?
Yep.
408, though. Anyway, come on, guys. Are we going to do this again? Oh, my God. Get excited over a victory over a bunch of scrubs?
Nobody. See, we're past nitpicking and style pointing. This is about continuing to not trick it off to where tonight's game is important. You want to hold off the Houston Rockets. I don't have confetti. I'm not happy. That was status quo, Donnie. That was a game. I was a little nervous in Miami. They went up 5. I was like, oh, my God.
They went up 5 in the first quarter?
No, second quarter. It was close.
In the second quarter?
Yeah, nobody's in here celebrating, Jack.
Yeah.
I hope I'm not sounding that way. You needed that win. You got it.
Why can't you celebrate the win if you want to anyway?
Because you're not, when you're 10th, you're not allowed to celebrate.
That's why you celebrate. I mean, with all due respect,
boy.
But listen, LB. Of course, here's what that game means.
I'm not celebrating.
It means nothing,
right?
Until the Warriors finish the game tonight against Orlando.
Wow,
you lose tonight against Orlando. Last night's game just put an X through it because it won't mean anything. It just won't. You will have beaten a team without Jimmy Butler, Tyler Hero. Without Duncan Robinson, without Kevin Love, those are four of your top nine guys. So you went in there, you did what you had to do. Now you play the Orlando Magic. Yep. They've had 3 days off.
And they're good.
So let's see how and you know what? The one thing I will say for the that wasn't a cakewalk yesterday. I know Steph played, 31 minutes?
I was just going there.
But I don't think that was necessarily a cakewalk.
It wasn't.
So let's see what happens tonight. The Warriors, they're old and they're on a back-to-back. In Florida.
And if you're the Rockets right now, you're feeling good about this game that the Warriors have on the road against a fresh Orlando team that lost to Sacramento Saturday.
But I don't think the Rockets are. I don't think there's a lot of scoreboard watching. I mean, for either team. I think if the Rockets go 7-3, they'll probably beat out the Warriors.
By the way, the Warriors have not won in Orlando since 2017.
Now, damn. Thank you, Evan. I did not know.
Well, that's something to think about. Let's go to Holly in San Jose.
Hey.
What's up, Holly? How you doing? Welcome.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
All right.
Doing well.
I love your optimism, Gil, and I love your realism, Steiny, and somehow you two just manage to always keep me balanced.
Thank you.
So, I don't know what I would do without my morning show with you guys.
Wow.
But, you know, I love watching Klay Thompson play, you guys. I love watching him play. He has a joy when he's playing basketball that has made him my favorite player a long, long time ago. And I haven't seen that joy out of him playing in a long time. And obviously, it's because he's not performing well. But to see him hit 28 points last night was great. I honestly, I'm not holding a lot of stock in the rest of this season. I want them to do well. I would love for the youngsters to play in the postseason and get some experience. But the rest of this season, to me, is kind of just a wash, as much as I hate to say that. For whatever reason, it didn't click this year. It didn't work. And it doesn't matter why it didn't work, but it's not working. And so I think that we start looking at, okay, let's just get through this season. Hopefully we can get some postseason experience for these young guys. Figure out what needs to happen and make some hard choices and come back strong next season. And that's kind of where I think I'm at right now.
That's so healthy, Holly. And I appreciate being the good doctor for you,
yeah.
In ways, because I try to bring a perspective that's welcome out there in the Bay Area.
I'll say this, and I won't toot my own horn. Anybody battling any addiction, relationship stuff,
yikes,
call into the show, 888-957-9570. I will cast a spell and say a prayer because I cannot miss right now. I advocated for Looney to come in the game. He got it again.
He couldn't wait for me to set him up.
I advocated for Clay Thompson to start, and he started. So anything you need, the goo is here for you to try to, you know, make whatever you need. You know?
Trace Jackson Davis hurt.
Well, where did that come from? How did you see that?
And Kevon Looney played last night. I believe, did I see him correctly?
Saw Moody.
Did he knock down like a little jump in the lane?
He did. And Fitz, let you know he has that shot.
You know what else Fitz let you know? That push shot for Pajemski, that's going to be his calling card.
Fitz, we love you. I heard it. He said basically he could do other stuff for Stani. That's it right there.
408. My bad. The LB in the 408 is not Long Beach. It's Los Baños.
Wow.
Los Baños.
Yep.
Stop it.
I think it's Los Baños. Baños is bathroom.
Shout out Spanos.
Damn it.
Yeah.
I actually knew a guy who got a job at the, say it again, Los Baños.
Mm-hmm.
They have a newspaper down there, and he got a job there about 30 years ago. A guy named Ed Early. Nice guy.
He was never late to work. Boy. Ed Early.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Stein and Guru with you. We'll talk some hoops today for sure. The Warriors. What is that? We got to update our bets.
Yeah. And we got a 4 p.m. start tonight. I thought it was 4:30.
Yeah. Where are you watching the game, Goo?
Honestly, right now, Norms, unless you want to do something, you're home alone. You would think Shaq and Kobe or Kobe and Shaq would say, hey, Goo, come by the crib. I never would really come by.
Oh, God,
I would come if you asked today, but I'm not, you know.
You don't want to come to my house. There's nobody there. Everybody's gone except the animals. And Rosie will just jump. She won't
call her racist. She didn't like me last time.
She won't let you alone. She didn't like Evan either.
Okay.
No, she likes Evan. Right. She likes Evan. Let's go to Peon. Peon's in San Leandro. Spadoni might be wrong on the pronunciation.
Oh, boy.
Don't you dare be wrong.
The Enye makes it Baños, but there's no Enye in Los Baños. So check me on that one.
I think it's Spadone.
Peon, do you know?
LBC. LBC.
Yeah.
It's Baños, man. It's Baños. But listen, man, what have we learned about this Warriors team? The win doesn't mean anything until the next game. It hurts me that we used to go into these teams and strike fear. That's gone, man. Hate to say it. We're the worst team defending the three. But yet we're rolling. But man, Podolski is terrible at defending the three. He takes good charges though. Man, can we get Clay in there? Let's just finish this thing up this year. It's not looking good, but like you said, I like what you said, Goo. Let's get the original recipe, man. We're not winning a chip this year. We're not winning a chip. Listen, I had to come to the grips, man. I had to shed some tears. We're not winning a chip this year. We're average. The record is screaming, hey, everybody, we're average. But we're saying, no, we're not average. We're average, man. We can't even win it. Even the home advantage is gone. The best thing that could happen right now, the Warriors are being on the road. I don't know what happens on that road, but they play better. Man, Clay, I love Clay's game. Until he's bricking, which is, unfortunately, we're starting to experience that. But Steve Kerr, stop trouting Podolski at 31, 34 minutes. Come on, man, enough of this. Let's get the guys out, and let's see what happens. They deserve that.
Thanks for the call.
Appreciate it. I mean, when was the last time a Warrior fan could actually say, you know, in their heart, in their core, it wasn't championship or bust? He's just basically saying, play out the string.
Yeah, play
and he's
it
not
out.
The only one. But, Steiny, any good, you seen Rocky? We've watched Rudy. We've watched teams come from the wild card position we've and never shock
seen,
the world.
We've never seen a 10th seed do any damage.
Well, Miami, get, well, yeah.
Like,
I don't
we've
know.
Never seen a 10th seed.
I keep going to Lakers do any and Miami, damage. But I have nothing for you on that.
Yeah. So they'd have to do something unprecedented. Yeah. They'd have to come from the 9 or 10, which has never happened before.
Now, how strange is it that...
But we'll just assume they're going to win two road playoff games.
I got to be careful here, Stoney. I'm warming up to the fact that I think the Warriors would be better playing the game on the road if they had to stay at 10th.
Well, how, that's confident
no, that
to
is,
Joe
that's Lacob. A problem. Kerr said he didn't know why it's happening. So just last year, you got your ass kicked pretty much when you came to Chase. And now it's just... you know, a role reversal. So if the Warriors end up 10th, I hate to say this to your partner, I like their chances better. And they just beat the Lakers on the road a couple Saturdays. I know AD left, but that's where I'm at.
Where?
If it's a road game, I prefer that more than a home game.
No, you don't. It's nice to say, but you'd rather play it at home.
But the numbers are...
Do you really think you can go on the road and win two play-in games against the Lakers and the Mavericks? By the way, wow.
Dude.
You ain't in the Mavericks class.
Man. Well, they just beat you, too.
Mavericks look good
last night. They got two. Can I call Kyrie? Because we already know Luka's a top 12 player. Can I put Kyrie in a top 12 NBA player? Well, would you do that? Or well, when he's available?
Here's the only thing. Sometimes you do this frequently. If you say a guy's in the top 12, there can only be 11 players better than him then. You know what I'm saying? You know, like you just have a tendency. Steph's top five. Curry's, Steph's top five. Kyrie's top 10. And Doncic is top 10. And then the next thing you know, you got 22 players in your top 10. And there can only be 10, is all I'm saying. I don't know. I always like to do this.
You know,
I don't
I'm a big Kyrie fan.
You taking Kyrie over Steph?
Stop!
Yes, yeah. Thank you, Bob.
Would you, on that list of, you have Kyrie in the top 12?
I got Curry ahead of Kyrie.
You got Curry ahead of Kyrie.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
It's fair for a Warrior fan. You wouldn't say that if you would have seen the Mavericks game last night.
Dude, the Mavs, their defense is what scares me about them. But
they shut down Sack last night.
No, that's not hard.
What are you talking about?
Those hollow numbers, man.
Sack averages like 115 a game.
But they can lose, and they got some bad losses on their ledger too, Stoney. So, they play them again Friday right back in Sack.
Okay.
Warriors beat the Lakers. If that's who they match up with, there's a chance they could go to Sack.
Who?
The Warriors.
They'd love that.
We know.
Steiny is right.
Oh, boy.
Comcast Business Text Line 650. They would know. That's the area code for Los Banos. Banos.
Oh, thank you. You said it right the first time.
Steiny is right. The alternative and in Spanish is Los Banos. There's a tilde above the N, I believe.
It's called an enye, and there's not one when you look at the city sign.
Okay. Can we get somebody
and
who's
I don't
actually
know why I'm thinking
from
of Mark Abanez.
The city
of
Los, however I said it the
I
first.
Believe Spadoni. Like, I feel like you're just
arguing there's a surprise.
Did your thing with Willard.
There's a surprise.
Spadoni.
Where's he at?
Who?
Skinny Bob. Give us a call, bud.
Stop begging.
I'm
first, it's, somebody to first call it's us? Skinny Bob, then it's Too Short.
You only want them to call, speaking of which, you only want people to call when they're giving you a gift or something free or something.
Did
balls.
A friend of a friend of Too
I
Short
think
get back to you?
When it's nothing in it for me.
No,
like,
I
he's
never
a part
do.
Of the show.
Yeah, I never
Skinny
do.
Bob, give us a call. Let us know you're cool, man.
Skinny Bob, give us a call and send us some more golf balls.
Oh, boy.
Period. In fact, let's do it this way. Send us some golf balls and we'll take your call. I mean, we haven't gotten a bag of golf balls from Skinny Bob in about 4 months. Let's go. The golf season's starting, Skinny. Down there in Half Moon Bay, El Rio.
Yeah, let's
raking in the money with your Husky.
I got a shot to hit. Our tournament, ATCO tournament. Look how you just turned pale. What is your get?
Dude, there's some thing.
We got to talk about what happened before the show.
I'm scared of Willard.
Evan, we do. Steiny, I love you.
You're sick.
But no, you are.
You're sick.
You are.
I can't believe you. I can't. I'm a sick ill man.
Weird.
I'm a sick ill man. But, and I tell you that you've got a beautiful daughter who you should be proud
but you didn't
of.
Say that.
And you're like, oh my God. He wants to. I want to what?
Evan knows. He was a witness.
Shout out HR.
Yeah. Do we have one?
You know what?
We do.
You want me to start wishing ill will on your family?
No, sometimes just shut up. If you're going to do that material. That was Andrew Dice Clay stuff. I don't even think Andrew would do it.
Would you rather, like, should I say
TikTok.
You've got a member of your family that's an oinker?
No, you
or something
should,
like
you're
that?
Smart, and you got three beautiful daughters. You know
they're
what not to say.
Oh, you're not that beautiful.
Oh, boy.
What? Guru just said I had three beautiful daughters.
They're beautiful.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You have an ulterior motive.
Well, no.
What are you really fishing for, Goo? They're young. Stay away from them.
I love you.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Steiny and Guru with you. Warriors get a win against Miami. The Miami Ignite last night.
Oh, wow.
And tonight they play the Orlando Magic. Question for Warrior fans is, what do you take out of last night's game? Or are you saying, I'm going to reserve that until I see what happens tonight in Orlando? That's kind of where I'm at. I need you to back that win up with another win tonight against Orlando if you can do it. It's going to be tough. You're on a back-to-back. Steph played 31 minutes. Clay played a fair amount. Draymond, can they do it again tonight? 888-957-9570 is the number. And don't forget, it's a Warriors Wednesday brought to you by Friedman's Appliance, a trusted name since 1922. Visit friedmansappliance.com today. That segment was also brought to you by Lucky California. You want me to start wishing ill will on your family?
No, sometimes just shut up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameDay, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'll be with my dog, Rosie, and my cat.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Yes, but Owen, you're wrong. Mm-hmm.
You don't know that, but our guy, Mark Abanez, he said, hey, he's listening to us.
Uh-oh.
He said the little squiggly over the N in Spanish is called a tilde.
That's what I said.
Not an Ñe, as he said. Gotta get it right, man. I said call
it. The N with the squiggly on top is an Ñe. They have two different N's in the Spanish alphabet. There's the Ñe and then the Ñe.
Okay, right, I got you. No, just don't. I was just reading that. But Dougie, so what about Tony Pena, who had that over the N?
That's Pena. There you go.
Pena, like Banos.
Okay. No, because there's not one in Los Banos. Our Los Banos, there's no, it's not an Ñe.
Like,
an Ñe.
Like the actor Eric Bana.
Oh.
It's not Eric Banya.
Good call. Los Banos, and I'm pronouncing it without the tilde, is the anglicized word for Los Banos.
I didn't know this.
I don't like to anglicize anything. I like to go back to the roots.
Sorry.
You know what? The hell with America.
Hey.
It's in America. It's Baños. Somebody help me. Help me.
Mark just told us.
Well, he corrected Spadoni. Oh, and Spadoni did not. Let me tell you something.
Spadoni is Google.
I'll tell you what. On the Mount Rushmore of guys who don't like to be corrected, oh, Spadoni's right under me. He is right under me. He does not like it, and neither do I.
Six older siblings will do that to you.
You know, Spadoni's got, you're one of 10.
So if you had the
NY. 10 kids.
Spadoni.
You know, I met Mr. Spadoni.
That was the party I couldn't. Benny was another just one? A little boy then.
Yeah, Benny threw up all over me.
Which one was this when you weren't invited or you just didn't go?
No, the one I couldn't make it.
Did you invite you there?
Stop. Of course he did.
It went I invited everyone to the station.
That was a great party.
Like little Daryl's graduation that only dibs made. But nobody remembers that.
That was exact. That's a little harder.
I tell you what. You invite everybody from the station to a party and only Dibley shows up. That's a bad beat.
People had things to do. I get it.
I love it, dude.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. I even went. Jimbo in Sunnyvale says the Warriors are on a run.
Let's do it.
You can wait. Yeah, you know what? We'll get to him in a minute.
Oh, boy.
We'll get to him in about the 1 o'clock hour. Can somebody from Los Baños tell us the way it's pronounced? Because I ain't listening to a guy from Palma.
I don't know.
Tell me how Los Baños is pronounced.
Pacific Row, but yes, I went to Palma High School.
Oh.
El Cerrito in the house.
They did teach me Spanish there, though.
Yeah,
there
somebody saying, what about Nene, the basketball player? His was Nene.
Actually,
Nene.
You want me to be a jerk?
No, Steve Nene. Martin.
It wasn't Nene. It was Nene.
Watch me whip.
Yeah.
And his last name used to be Hilario. It was Hilario.
You're thinking of Nene Leakes from Real Housewives.
Yeah, and the song Nene.
Hey, by the way, so I saw in the text thread, I had trouble clicking through. Evan apparently sent me a banger on the text thread.
That was the wrong. We got a hip-hop thread, and I said Rick Ross's line about his baby mama was great, and then Stoney's like, who's Ross? I go, Rick
Ross. Tucker?
Yeah.
I didn't know who you meant, who was Ross.
That was
a lot of Rosses. I was like, is there anybody on the Heat named Ross? Why am I getting this name?
It might have been courtside.
Terrence Ross.
Now, Rick Ross is from Sac.
From Miami.
Well, then why did he have Sacramento Kings season tickets?
Him and Vivek are cool, just like him and 50 Cent.
You know what I can't stand? I'm not going to say it.
The list is long.
Yeah. Did he?
Hey.
Did I want to talk? We won't talk.
Stop kissing rappers' ass. Come on, businessmen. It's not your arena.
Oh, this right.
Okay, it's not your arena. Hey, Robert
but
Kraft.
But you're rubbing elbows, Steiny.
Let
Rick Ross and Kraft out of
Meek
relationship.
Let Meek Mill alone.
Yeah, boy.
You don't know him. You have nothing in common.
So now
with
you're
him.
No, seriously, you're hating on networking.
I'm hating on businessmen who want to try
so
to
act
like they're
so what about Dave Chappelle coming to Chase and watch a Warrior game? There's Joe Lacob gives him the top line treatment. That's what it's about.
No, it's not.
You bring your arena, yeah, you I'm come out. Check on ours, and we break bread together. You are so antisocial.
It's about a 60-year-old business. It's like, yeah. It's like, well, you
he's
know
not
what?
Cutting the
well,
album, Stein.
No,
he's paying
homage. I get why you're okay with it, because you don't mind being the oldest guy at the club. So now I know why.
I really don't.
Now I know why you think it's cool for a 65-year-old owner to try to say, hey, I'm friends with this really cool rapper.
No, he's making his entity or his business look spectacular by showing 50s in Sacramento. Come catch a Kings game.
Yeah.
Sit by me.
Yeah.
Where's the wannabe to that?
It's a joke.
It's
what
called
it is.
Business.
It's a joke.
And I'm shocked you don't know that. I am. I am shocked right now. This is a bit. Just tell everybody it's a bit.
Well, it's not a bit. Jonathan Kuminga is questionable for tonight.
Oh, no.
Left knee soreness.
Ooh.
Same with Trace
out
Jackson.
Out of where?
Out of the game last night. They played last night. It's an 82-game season.
Well, TJD, I know he's been having something on him when he's come out of games, but they're going to need him tonight. Like, and you're right. Come in here tomorrow if they somehow don't get this game, and now you're a half game up on the Rockets. Well, it might not even be that. I don't even know if Houston plays tonight.
No, they play. They play the Thunder.
Oh, well, that's it.
Thunder. That's a great song. Thunder.
Not if you're playing the drinking game.
Oh.
Please explain.
Basically, I'd like you to have friends that are kind of your age. That's what I'm asking
Evan.
For.
Hey, please
That's
explain.
What I'm asking for. Dude, I'm with Steiny on this one.
Are you...
Old white guys shouldn't hang out with rappers. That's all I'm saying.
Vivek is not an old white guy.
Well, he's an old guy. It's about age, not ethnicity.
Rick Rubin?
I don't care if Denzel. He shouldn't hang out with rappers either. He's 60 plus. Grow up.
Yeah.
Grow up.
What about Lakem?
This is sad.
Exactly. He fails. He fails.
Wake up, man.
All right, let's
go. I'm getting a little worried about this injury report. I'm being real.
Boy, here we go.
If no Kuminga, DJD's out.
Because you didn't get any breaks last night against Miami.
I'll give you a four.
All right, Jimbo. Jimbo in Sunnyvale, he thinks the Warriors are poised to make a run. Hey, what's up, Jimbo? Welcome.
Hey, talk guys, to us, baby. I love your show, but I don't know who's trying to get the controversy on what I said, but I didn't say they were going on a run.
Stiny. Hey, Spadoni, that's the second thing you've gotten wrong now.
But, yeah, I love your show, guys, and the controversy. You guys go back and forth. It's cool. But anyway, so my take is the Warriors have been Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde all season, and not just as a team, but as individuals. And I think that they've gotten a wake-up call with Houston sniffing of their behinds. And I think that the rest of the season they'll squeak out getting into the play-in. And I'm hoping and think they might get into a seven-game series
at least. Let's go.
All right.
First round.
Appreciate.
So I'm looking at the positive side, but still anchoring to the Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. But I think the hair is on fire, and Dr. Jekyll is out there.
Appreciate the call.
And just, I'll go first.
Spadoni is digging in today, boy.
I'll tell you this. Yeah. I think that's what made Kerr start Clay.
What?
I'm not saying a sense of urgency, but seeing like, okay, this is it, man, and nothing against anybody else, but we need some offensive firepower. We need better spacing. So I say that to say I hope tonight when the starting lineups are announced that Clay is still in there. Like, I would like to just – Stein, he could go 2-for-15. This is who you are. And if it's coming to an end, ride it out.
Okay.
We'll see.
By the way, some of these shooting splits for Steph. And getting –
Well, that was good defense last night. He made some shots.
Yeah, I had nothing to do with Steph. He was great. Clay might catch him in three-point shooting percentage this year.
Would that be the first time it's ever happened?
That's a good – no, I bet it isn't.
Okay.
I bet it isn't.
You had 1 year he shot like 44.
Damn. Yeah.
But the point is Clay was down in 30 – low below 35, and Steph's just – sinking like a stone.
Well, he's tired, man.
Oh, no.
No, I'm just saying.
How's he going to get rejuvenated?
No excuse.
I know. Play him 35 minutes a night.
31 last night. He could start tonight.
And how?
A guy like that, it could start. It could just, you know how it goes?
What do you mean?
He could snap out of it.
For a night?
No, hopefully for a series if they get there. Or it could start the play-in night. But hopefully it starts tonight.
See, I'm gonna do
that. But I'm not lying to you.
I'm not talking about a series. I'm not doing that. How does that sound?
They don't have an opponent. You got to get there first.
Hey, you better be careful, 510. Stinny just isn't interested in black culture. Wow. Guru, please correct the gentleman.
Wow. You know what?
Stick up for your white friend.
Boy.
Guru.
You didn't come to norms.
I'm going to make you listen to that Future song on air.
Oh, that's a banger. Hey, 510, let me know if you want to go toe-to-toe in a Black Panthers trivia contest. Mouth? Probably not. Let me know if you want to go toe-to-toe on jazz music.
Oh, Filmo Mike is at you. He's on your neck.
Filmo Mike is a myth.
Vivek is doing business in today's world with another businessman. There is no age restriction when doing business. Hey. Tell him that. That's why I know this is a joke. Come on.
What business has Rick Ross done with Vivek?
What product? He's got alcohol. Rick Ross. He's got the alcohol thing going, just like 50 Cent.
How'd 50 Cent do it? He didn't need Vivek. They're doing it on their own. There's no partnership there. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, well, come on.
Yeah, I think you know.
I don't want to come to your house tonight.
You weren't invited.
You know what? I don't want to come.
Don's in Fresno. The no. Hey, Don, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Hey, so I don't want to sound, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer. I'm not being a Debbie Downer. I'm actually optimistic, but not for this season.
Oh, okay.
I think even if we're at our best, we can't stop big, strong teams like the Nuggets in particular. So, and that's fine, but I'm thinking in the offseason, I don't understand this. One thing I want to ask you guys, if you could kind of break down what ways, if even we could get off of Chris Paul's big contract, and is that going to open up a bunch of money we can give to another player or something? I don't know how that works, but I'm wondering if that's a possibility. And the other thing I was going to say is I kind of got roasted last time because I was saying we need a big to help us like stop people like Jokic and stuff. Mm-hmm. Especially on defense, but so I said Drummond and Nurkic. I was put on the spot, but I said that because I'm thinking realistically what is possible.
Fine.
Of course, I want to say Giannis and Embiid, but I'm trying to think what is possible with us. We're in the second apron and all this, so that's why I mentioned some guys like that. You know, ideally, I would want like a Miles Turner or a Giannis, but I'm trying to think what is actually possible for us to do like that. And another thing, I think maybe we can pick up some cheap shooters to help space the floor, because you know Curry and Clay, they're great. If they have some guys that can pull some gravity, maybe they can shoot even better. If we got at least one guy, and if we need to save money, maybe get a cheap shooter or two with a good defender to help Trace and Draymond, and you know Wiggs and Kuminga. So
yeah, no, good call, man.
Well, you know what he's reacting to?
Tell me.
He said Andre Drummond, and one of us probably.
I lobbied for Drummond.
Oh, so was you.
Yeah. Been a few years I've been lobbying for Drummond.
Hey, by the way,
but TJD's been a pleasant surprise, Donnie.
No, he has.
I'm not saying you stop there. You still need more.
Are you pissed at Kerr?
For?
Sarge didn't play last night?
No, I was watching Dario.
He's the only guy who didn't play. Yeah. That's not fair.
No, I'm not. Come on, I'm not that guy. I got fed more than I wanted. I was happy to see Looney get out there, but the Clay starting. And because Curry, Steiny, they were playing some good defense on Curry. I'm just tipping my cap. I'm not saying that's why he. Okay, there we go. Say something we don't know. But no, I'm stating the obvious. But man, Clay picked up the slack. I can't see a scenario, and you're going to laugh, where Jonathan Kuminga tonight doesn't play at Orlando and they win the game. And maybe that's Prince Rogers Nelson, a sign of the times.
You know
he is your youth.
You know
he is your rocket. And if you don't have that, you're just easier to guard.
Okay. Well, then what I would say to you in the effort to try to pick a fight is if you don't think they can win that game without Kuminga, why don't you just go ahead and take it to the next step and say, Steiny, the big three are done. Because if you don't think you can win the game with a 21-year-old raw offensive player when you're sitting with Steph, Clay, Dre, Wig, then like...
Well, the athleticism is the part of it. You are right.
So they can't make it without Kuminga.
No, obviously, they can win the game. I just wouldn't like them to have to go try to do that. Kuminga's athleticism. Oh, that dunk last night. We ain't even talked about that putback.
Oh, yeah. That, you know what?
Good God.
That was one of those that...
They
awarded you
real.
6 points for those.
Yeah.
Because it was a great dunk. It's a great follow dunk.
On verts.
5-1-0, I'm with you. We need, and I say we, well, we need complete players, not specialists. Kind of right. They have too many specialists right now. Question I have, is Clay going to start tonight against the Orlando Magic? What'd he play last night? 31? He and Curry both 31?
Well, now with Kuminga being questionable, it's almost like he's got two options, you know what I mean, to start. So,
I actually, like, if Kuminga doesn't play tonight, I'm not the kind of guy that says, well, now they have no chance. I just don't. Like, we can't, like, if for the longest time we're saying, well, Steph has no help, he doesn't have a number two, well, then how important can Kuminga be?
And Orlando's 25-10 at home.
5-1-0 on the Comcast business text line, 707. The Warriors are poised to make a run to Cancun.
I'll give you a one.
Based on my... It's not me.
No, I'm
reading
I'm
the
giving
text.
The person the one.
The Warriors, based on my fan experience as a third-generation Warrior fan and a former season ticket holder, This was a good season for the Warriors, but disappointing considering the potential talent level of the current roster. Yeah, do Warrior fans feel like this team is leaving something on the table? Or they're, are they meeting their expectations? They're 36 and
37.
37 and 34, 11 games left.
Well, when you're sitting with Andrew Wiggins, I don't want to put it all at his doorstep, but I'll start there. When you just look at this season as a whole and what he's giving you and what he doesn't giving you, how he's up and down, I think the answer would be yes. You look at Draymond Green, supposedly your leader, he misses umpteen games because of his actions. So there is some meat on the bones, Donnie.
This is the one thing. Do you think Wiggins will be better next year than this year? As a player,
I'm being real here. I'm going to say no, but physically, I want to say yes, because his physique, his body, his playing weight, all that is he's in his prime. Andrew Wiggins, I believe, is in his physical prime. Mentally, no, but you asked me a question. I feel like we're going to get just what we're getting now and what we got throughout his career outside of the 2020. Excuse me. Now, why is that funny? The 2022 season.
I just chuckled.
And I woke up, I get dressed listening to Windhorse this morning, and I keep citing Joe Lacob saying big changes. This Windhorse, Wendy, he goes, for the Warriors to get back into contention, title contention, massive changes. So, again, not massive and big, but I just don't know what's going Hawks. To be there.
Who's the 10th seed in the East?
Well, Atlanta's not sitting with Curry.
They got a young Curry. They got a 24-year-old Curry.
Yeah, they're 10th, Atlanta.
I wonder if they're talking about in Atlanta, like they can make a run. Oh, that's not fair, Steiny.
Well, they're 7
under.
It's
the Hawks.
They're 7 under. 32-39.
10th is 10th.
The West is this lethal, man.
Can somebody get back to me on Los Banos, please? Is it Los Banos? Los Banos? Los Banos? Los Banos? That's what I'm most concerned with right now. Proving Spadoni wrong under any circumstance.
Sounds like my wife.
Oh, wow.
See, like that, like when I think of the Warriors,
because it's about to be over, man. That's what I'm telling
it
you.
It is over.
No, the season.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Actual games.
Does anybody else look at the Warriors and say, all right, how are we going to get better next year when Draymond's not going to be better? Thompson's not going to be better next year. Curry's not going to be better next year. Wiggins probably won't even be here, and Kuminga will take a step up. Like that, my biggest question to Warrior fans.
Too.
Right. Okay. Fine. Do you think Kuminga, Trayce Jackson-Davis, Pajemski, and Moody can get more good than the big three and Looney decline? Because that's really what it is. I mean, how can you get better if your core players? You don't expect them to be better than they were this year, which you can't.
Wow, man.
I mean, I just, like, this is where I put myself in Joe Lacob's spot. Okay, Steph's on an island. He's different. He's going to be here. But is Draymond Green next year going to be better than this year?
I would say no.
Okay, and what about Klay? No matter what number you may or may not find him at.
I'm going to shock you here. I'm going to say I could see him getting off to a good start and having a better season than this year. And if you look at the frequency of three-pointers he's making in total and his percentage, I'll say yes and feel confident about that.
All right. I don't because no matter what happens, he's not getting any better defensively.
So the money, you just can't give it to him.
I'd give him, can you get him for 15?
I think that would be an insult. Yeah.
I mean, can you get him
more 25 or 30? Like, because that came back on the table. See, that's going to be from somebody, Orlando, Bonte's team, that keeps saying, they would love a Klay Thompson. The Lakers would love a Klay Thompson. The Sixers, like, Steiner, he's going to get his money. It's just about where.
I wonder. I don't know. I don't know what he's going to get.
But give me this. I'm not trying to. you have seen a difference in him since he's gone to the bench, just in his game.
Right, because he's playing against second unit players.
I've heard that.
I mean,
I feel like that's unfair, but damn.
He's been terrific off the bench.
Yeah.
He's been really good off the bench. But if he's going to continue to come off the bench, you can't pay him a lot of money. I think I had that list out, Evan, and we looked at who the highest paid sixth men are in the league.
Bobby Portis.
Basically, yeah, maybe.
I think the highest paid one is Jordan Clarkson.
Yeah, like 24.
Wow. Yeah.
So,
wow.
Malik Monk's probably going to get that, though.
Well, the funny thing is when I looked at all those salaries, it started to make sense why the report came out that they offered him 24. It's like 24 is at the high end of sixth man. Mm. I mean, you can't pay Clay 30 if he's coming off the bench, can you? I don't know if you can pay him 25 coming off the bench. But then maybe he won't come off the bench next year. Maybe he's a starter next year.
No doubt.
What's that?
Said he's a starter.
And did he take one for the team? And
what do you mean?
You know what? I'll go to the bench. But when this is all over, I'm out of here because I know I'm a starter. But the million-dollar question is, what does he think he's worth? And if there's a gap, and you know contract negotiations or proposals, some can be insulting, Stoney. And I will find out in the wash. But I'll say this about Clay, and I know today is not for this, but this is what working with you has created. You have me thinking Clay Thompson's going to look at the organization and say, you gave Dre 25 over 4. You gave him a C note. And you want me to take a 13 or 15 or anything remotely below that, and I'm giving you offense? That sounds like 30 to me at the start for Klay Thompson to remain here.
So offense is more important than defense?
I mean, how much?
I mean, Klay, I'll give it. Draymond got paid because he's a really good defensive player.
Or used to be.
Well, he's still.
No, he's still good, but we're not talking deep. Nobody's saying
Klay's not the offensive player he was. No. Like, what is the number for Klay Thompson? Like, to me, Klay is.
We got to go.
I mean, do you want him on the team next year?
Well, that's, wow.
At $25 million, whether he's starting or not? Or does re-signing Klay Thompson sound to you like kind of more of the same? And they're running. If they re-sign Klay Thompson, isn't that the definition of running it back? That segment was brought to you by Safeway.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.